Be curious, never stop learning. There's so much going on in our space. I don't think that's going to change. Even no matter what happens with the economy, good or bad, recession, no recession, the labor supply is just not there across the world.
Hello, and welcome to the Talent Acquisition Leaders Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Dull. And on this show, we interview today's industry leaders in talent acquisition to discuss challenges, best practices, and what the future holds. If you are working in talent acquisition and have always wanted to sit down with your peers at other companies to exchange ideas and learn, well, this show is the next best thing. Join us each week as we bring you a new expert interview and extract their expertise. This episode is brought to you by SageMark HR. Transform your recruiting practices with leading-edge technology. Selecting the right recruiting solutions to enable your strategy is one of the biggest challenges leaders face today. You know technology will help, but searching all the options to find out what will work best for your specific needs can be both overwhelming and time-consuming. At SageMark HR, we make selecting the right recruiting technology easy. Our proven process has helped companies such as 3M, Comcast, Stryker, Walgreens, and many more. Reach out to us at SageMark HR for a free consultation to learn how we can help you improve results with less stress and confidently change from reacting to leading. Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Talent Acquisition Leaders Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Dull, and today I have a really fun conversation with my good friend, Jane Curran, who is the Global Head of Talent Acquisition at JLL. Jane, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Ryan.
Yeah, I'm excited about our conversation. We always have good ones. So yeah, let's start out, as we always do. If you wouldn't mind, kind of go into your background a little bit, how you got started in recruiting and talent acquisition, and some of the roles that you've had leading up to JLL.
Okay, thanks. So yes, when I was in college, I had the pretty amazing opportunity to do an internship that really, I think, charted my destiny into HR and talent acquisition. So as an undergrad at the University of Wisconsin, I was able to secure an internship at the hospital. And the hospital, if you've ever been there, is a very large institution. And I started out in patient relations and then realized that everyone in HR seemed to be having a good time, and maybe I should check that out. So I started working for the nurse recruiter, and this was 25 years ago, and nurses are still impossible to find, and they were impossible to find back then too. So I started that like my junior year and stuck with that for the rest of my time in Madison. And I got so excited about it, then I like started course substituting all my classes into human resources at the university. So I graduated and knew definitely wanted to get into TA, which I thought was an exciting decision to make. Most people, I think, fall into TA. I was like, no, this was meant for me. So I got a position right out of school at Kohl's Department Stores. They're headquartered in Milwaukee. And I started out doing hourly recruiting, and then I did professional recruiting. I was there for about 2.5 years and loved it. But then I was like, maybe I want to get to Chicago. So I had a friend who worked at Anderson Consulting, and she got me a job. And 2 weeks later, I was in Chicago. I didn't think it was going to happen that fast. And we were campus recruiters. So I think there's a time and a place to do campus. I loved it. I did that for a year. And then I moved over to JLL, where I've been since August of 2001. And what's interesting is I was hired as a recruiter, but this was 4 weeks before 9/11. So once 9/11 happened, they're like, well, we'll be recruiting for a while. Would you like to be a business partner? And I said, sure, why not? Loved the company. I'd been there 4 weeks, but I was like, seems like a great place. So then I did that for like 10 years. But after a while, and all the credit in the world to all my HR business partner, generalist friends, but for me, it felt like Groundhog's Day. Like I never felt like it was a game of inches, right? Like I'd be making impacts, but they never felt as big as I did when I was a recruiter. I just felt recruiting was, there was a beginning, a middle, and an end. Like I really felt progress. And it was a happy side of HR, right? I'm out there selling the firm. That came very organically to me. I felt very authentic selling the organization. So after 10 years and 2 kids later, I was like, I want to get back to recruiting. So then I went back to recruiting, and I don't know, I guess the last 13 years, I've just grown from running a business line to running a country to running a region to now running the globe.
Good for you. Exciting background. Yes, you are definitely different in that you knew you wanted to go into recruiting. You're one of the few people that I know in the space that had that. So that's great. Most people have a point in time when they fall in love with it, and it's usually after they have
some other work experience or job that they kind of discover it. So that is interesting for sure. And great diverse background, a lot of success. And we have a lot of people common in our network that know both of us. And that's fun and exciting. So let's talk a little bit more around JLL, if you wouldn't mind sharing a little bit around the kind of scope of your team, how many roles that you fill, maybe a little bit more about the organization, some of those kind of things.
Sure. So JLL is a commercial real estate firm. So we offer real estate services to owners and occupiers of real estate. So our client list is Fortune 500 companies. As a consumer, right, you probably don't know much about us because we're not selling our services to individual consumer, but Fortune 500 companies buy our services to maintain their assets and help them generate revenue on those. From a TA perspective, we have a team of a little over 300 people spread across the globe. We have hiring coordinators, sourcers, recruiters, leaders, focusing on last year we hired 30,000 people, and it looks like at the close of this year we'll be around that number as well. JLL in total is 102,000 people, and it's grown tremendously. I think I was like number 5,456 or something. So it's grown tremendously in the time that I've been here. But we're set up geo-functional, so I think recruiting is a really local game. So we do try to have in-country, language experts in our top countries in which we hire, but we do then within country try to set up by business line. So we want to make sure that the recruiter is getting to become an expert in their location that they recruit for and in the types of roles that they recruit for. And then across the globe, we try to always line up the recruiters that work on similar roles for best practices, pipeline ideas. So that's a little bit of how we set up the team in a geo-functional model.
That's great. Thank you. From there, let's talk a little bit around, I know you've been leading some exciting change over the last several years. And so let's talk about that a little bit. What are some of the successes or initiatives that you and your team have led or have had over the last several years?
I would say first and foremost was just to starting to work with each other across the globe. Like, we are a global company, but for the better half of my first years here, we really ran very regionally. So the first thing we did was figure out who's who, what's what, and how can we scale this? And probably 5 years ago, we changed our ATS. And that really led to transforming the function because we all got on the same system. And that was like the start. And it was very hard because everybody wants to do the same thing because there's nuances around the globe as to why certain systems might work and might not work. So I would say that was the beginning of us really becoming, I think, a progressive, relevant, contemporary TA function was when we all had to start to do things together. And then that had led from, okay, if this is like the foundation of how we're going to run our department, then what's next? What can we do with both people, process, and technology to advance our organization? We have a unique organization in that we do hire a lot of people. We win a lot of business. And in doing so, a lot of our businesses is conducted through people. Most people at JLL get up every day and walk into a client site than necessarily walk into a JLL site. So we have to have almost sometimes run ourselves like an agency and have pools and talent and pipeline ready to go when we win that piece of business. So technology was going to play a big role in how we delivered that. So I think starting with foundational, getting a new ATS and then building upon with the CRM. And now I feel that AI technology is finally in the right place that it works. And that's coming into our storyline. So I think all of the technology piece came together, but then people and process, like we started a sourcing and an executive recruitment function 5 years ago, and that now is commonplace, but back then wasn't. And I think that differentiated us with our business leaders too, to say, hey, you know what, you don't have to call executive search. We can service this in-house. Same with pipeline building. Like, you tell us where you want to go. We'll market map it. We'll tell you where you should be putting the resources. Where's a underrepresented market? Where is that you shouldn't go there? So we started bringing all those ideas to the business a while ago. So those are some things I'm really accomplished or happy about. But I think that came with just, I'm constantly curious, right? Talking to people like you, researching tech, talking to different people in the industry to see who's ahead. I always want to be ahead without being, sometimes an early adopter doesn't work. So it's like, how close can we become to early adopters with still getting efficiency?
Yeah, I think that's great. And being curious is great. Obviously, very curious inside the business as well, as far as, you know, what their needs are and how you can add the most value for them. I love how you've laid a strong foundation, starting kind of with your ATS and kind of the delivery model and things like that, and then are continuously building off of that to maximize the business value at JLL. So that's excellent. And I agree. You don't always want to be first, but I think being at the forefront of innovation and thinking about what works best for your particular use case and integrating that into your systems and process is excellent.
So, yeah. And one more thing I would add would just be that my BHAG for the last couple of years, my big, hairy, audacious goal has been to win a candy award.
Ah.
So to all my friends at the talent board, we've been trying for the last couple of years. And as you know, we in TA are in the business of saying no more than yes, right? You open a position, 100 people apply, one person's going to get it. But you have to take care of the 99 that didn't. So we were able to win candy awards in EMEA and APAC this year. But we still have some work to do in the Americas, but hopefully we will win in the coming years across the board, all regions.
Well, based on the conversations we are having, you've got some exciting things happening around how the experience will play out, both internally for your team as well as externally for candidates. And so I am very optimistic that that will happen, and hopefully they're listening to this. So yeah. I know the team there. So let's talk a little bit about some of those initiatives. So as you look at what's next for you and your team as you go into the future, what are some things that you're excited about or some big initiatives that you're going to be leading to try to drive those improvements and enhancements?
I would say we've been really lucky over the last couple of years coming out of COVID with the spike in recruitment to get some great investment in our technology stack. So now that we do have some great foundational pieces with the CRM and AI matching technology and a decent ATS, now it's all about process to me. What we now have great technology, and I guess it's chicken or the egg. You could have done process first and then tech, or tech and then process. We have great tech now. We have to really make sure that our process is in tip-top shape because the tech will only get you so far. So a big focus of 23 will be on how do we crisp the processes that we do have, and always focused on four pillars. And those four pillars are speed, quality, diversity, and experience. And if we're hitting on all of those pillars, then hopefully the process is there to match it and the experience is there to match it. So I do think our investment in tech right now will slow a little bit, and we will focus on people and process and obviously adoption. I mean, the tech is only as good as the adoption, the use cases, what business problem is it solving? Everything we have now solves the critical business problem in our funnel, but we need to make sure that our processes follow suit as well.
Yeah, no, that's great. You know, there's interesting things at play in the space right now. And historically, you would say, oh, is it people, process, and technology? And they're clearly three separate kind of pillars or, you know, edges of the triangle, a strategic triangle, if you will. Anymore, like as I'm working with clients and leaders in the space, that the element between technology and process is really blurring a lot because they're so intertwined with each other. And the tech that you choose informs the process you need to basically get maximum value out of that. And even vice versa, the process that you choose to deliver the experience that you want points you more towards a certain type of tech versus another and things. And so it's very blended. I get in those conversations constantly, like, do we have to really dial in our process to get maximum value on selecting a tech? Do we process first or do we tech first? And the answer is, yeah, sure. Like it's kind of the same, right? You have to look at both of them. Yeah.
My answer to that and my mantra, and my team makes fun of me though, is progress over perfection. And that's what we live by because we try to have like an agile mindset, which is like constant iteration. And if you make it an absolute, like get your process tight and then buy the tech, it'll never be there. So I just believe in progress over perfection. Like just every day, every month, every week, every year, it's going to get better. Yep. And then you'll look back and be like, whoa, look what we did.
That's why we get along so well, Jane, right? Because I say that all the time. I take a little different thing, but I'm always like, don't let perfection be the enemy of progress is what kind of what I say to clients all the time. And those who are like, hey, I need to let's get like every process detail dialed in so I know exactly how to inform the tech that we're purchasing. Reality in our space, we've both been in this a long time. You can document all the process detail you want. Things like COVID happen, things like recessions happen, things happen where you have to flex that and it's never 100% documented, but if you can get things 80% of the way there and then continue to make progress and iterate, that's the most efficient path forward. So I couldn't agree with you more. So I think that's great feedback. I would say that leads us right into our final question of the day, which is, what's some advice that you would give others as you start looking at how you've had your career evolve in the TA space? You've learned a lot. You've been very successful. You've got interesting experiences and input from others. So what's some advice that you would share for the audience that might help them in their journey?
Well, personally, just career advice, and then we can talk a little bit about TA too, but like, I have never worried in my career about what's next. To me, it's just hustle, hustle hard, and solve a business problem. I have never been driven by like, I have to be at this point in my career at this age, and like, I must climb a ladder quickly. To me, it was develop in place, depending on what was going on in my life, maybe get promoted, make a lateral move. I was just open to solving a problem because that's what gets me up in the morning. What are we going to do to help the business run better, more efficient, win more clients? So I think some good advice is just always seek out, like fill the gaps, fill the holes, solve the business problem, and all of the promotions will come through during that, just solving business problems and being acknowledged for that. As far as TA, I would say like, right, be curious, never stop learning. There's so much going on in our space. I don't think that's going to change. Even no matter what happens with the economy, good or bad, recession, no recession, the labor supply is just not there across the world. So we as TA professionals have to work really hard at getting candidates to choose us. Like that's my mission right now is what is my story? How am I getting the message out there? We have to focus on recruitment marketing. We have to focus on our diversity partnerships. We have to get out there and make sure that our message is getting there because it's crowded. Everybody's looking for good talent. Everyone's looking kind of for the same types of skills. So how do we make sure that we stand out, we have a good story, and we become an employer of choice for all people that want to grow their career in commercial real estate?
That's great advice. I wouldn't expect anything less. So that's excellent advice around making sure that you're innovating and getting your unfair share of attention in the marketplace, as well as add it always with the lens of how do you add maximum business value? Those are two excellent pieces of advice. So Jane, thank you so much for being a part of the show and joining me today. I appreciate you.
Thanks, Ryan.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Talent Acquisition Leaders Podcast. If something we said today resonated with you, please subscribe, rate, and download our podcast and share the episode with your network. Ready to transform your recruiting practices with leading-edge technology just like our other clients at 3M, Comcast, Stryker, and Walgreens? Then reach out at sagemarkhr.com for a free consultation.